morning. It's Betty.
Hi. How are you doing? How's your puppy doing?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Anybody else on with you, or are you by yourself? Oh, good morning, Jeannie. Has arrived. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Good morning, all. This is Steve.
Driving away.
Good morning, Steve. Well, we went out and did one of our first appointments in a long time with everything we could find to take with us because that was the instructions they gave us. It was a distributor.
Monty?
Has arrived.
Distributor we haven't heard from for years, and boy, it turned out just the way she said. She says, bring everything you've got, they'll buy it all. And that was just about the way it was. I thought, man, I can't believe she's saying something like that, you know. Well, it was they had bracelets, they had wraps, they had, oh, goodness sakes. And this was one couple and one man that represented he and his wife. It was delightful. The gal had fixed stuff for tacos and spread it out on the island. And, it wasn't anything fancy, but it was very adequate. And you could put together what you wanted. And we just had a wonderful evening. My gosh. But, boy, I'll tell you, were we tired when we left there. I mean, everybody was all over everything. We had such a mix-up on the piles on the floor, the sofa and everything. But it was fun, guys. I mean, it was like, it was just what we needed to experience. So, anyway, not the purpose for our call except to give you some excitement about, it was, everything was new to them. It was just like we were starting all over again. And the excitement and the look on their faces when you did the energy test. I mean, everything was just an aha. And I even took extra of the vital balance with me and left a can, just like I've been doing. So I just opened my second can now, I'm down to, I think, two canisters out of the 12 that are left here. Well, one will get open today, so I guess that leaves me one. So I got to get replacement orders in. They're not coming in fast enough for, well, I'm not getting them ordered fast enough under these people. So everybody's starting with me replacing back under them, so it's going to start counting as the free ones, guys. So make sure you do that. You don't order it under your name. You order it under a new person's name, so that you get the free canister. They go in as a preferred customer, and then they switch to being a distributor.
How many can you order under that? Well, as many?
As many as you want. You can order three or four under a brand new person. Anybody that's not already registered, or if they're registered as a customer, not a distributor. You just go in and order underneath them or put them in and they get a number. And then the only thing I don't know is when I put them in, I can put them, well, I want to put them under us unless I want somebody else to have the credit. And then if I want somebody else to have the credit, then I'll put them under,
has arrived.
Friend. If it's my son's friend, then I need to put them under my son. Okay, not under our a person. The person needs to go under our son, not under us. That's what I'm trying to say. I guess that makes sense, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, sure.
House cleaning details, but important when you're on the end of receiving the free can, right?
You bet.
Okay, we've had some other people join us who would like to say hi to us, and anybody that has their tallies for their points, go right ahead and speak up.
This is Mary Lou. I came in late.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
How are you? I need to ask you, I think y'all were talking about what I needed, but I couldn't get on the line. I had to call four times to get on. It would not let me in. So, anyway,
Linda Morse
has arrived.
Good morning. Anybody else have any trouble calling in on the line?
Yes, I did.
Yesterday morning? I'm sorry.
Mrs. Monty, I had to dial about that same amount of time.
Really? Now, I wonder what's going on with that.
It might be the weather somewhere.
What?
It might be the weather in some location or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know yesterday I had a lot of static on the line and while I was dialing, and I had trouble getting through, but that I know was my line, so
okay.
Over there.
So, I think you were discussing something I needed to know, Char. I'll ask quickly. What is the way that for somebody to get their third can, they have to be a customer, a new customer, or they have to
They don't have to be a... Okay, they don't have to be a new customer. They just have to be a customer. And that means when you go in to sponsor somebody, it'll ask if you want them to be a consultant under you or just a customer. Preferred
uh-huh.
customer, I think is what it says. You put them in as a preferred customer. It can be a customer that's already in there. And you
okay.
can order one or you can order 10 canisters under them. You get credit for all of them that you order. And for every one... free for every three that's ordered.
Okay, one free for every three that's ordered. Okay.
Right.
That's great.
It's not...
But now, they can't order on AutoShip if they're already in, right? And get a free one, right?
If... Right, no. If they're a distributor, that doesn't count.
Okay, that's
what
I mean.
They have to be a preferred customer.
Okay, thank you.
A new person. Okay, you're welcome. I keep cutting you off here. I guess I'm not trying to be in a hurry.
No, you got to. All right, my second question is, where do we get the other, for the point system, where do I go to have it printed off?
I haven't seen anything on that yet. That would be a good question for distributor relations. I would think they could answer it. If they can't, email me, and I will get
okay.
an answer. It's on my list to do, but I first got to get orders in this morning.
Okay.
From last night and get everybody taken care of, and also people that I know that are biting at the bit to get more ordered for other people. So I
okay.
just want to make mine count so I get them back, too, like all of you guys do. So, but anyway, we're here to help put all that stuff through. Anybody else have any answers to that they've already gotten? How are they putting out the freebies? Is it, you know, right at the end of every time you get three, or is it going to be at the end of the month that they're all going to be telling, you know, that those kinds of questions I don't have an answer to, and I did ask a couple of other people, and they didn't know either, so...
I did get an
answer back from Roger Drummer. I will give you right off also. The reason for this call is for support, education, and accountability for anybody that's on here, and new information. And I'll tell you, it's faster than our eyes can scan it the way it's coming out right now. I'm just absolutely amazed at the influx. It's like the 100th monkey syndrome on nutrition and what we can do to help our health and new magazines that are coming into being. And I mean, every time I turn and look, it's like I want to bury my head in the sand for a few minutes just to catch up. Not really. I want to read what I wrote and then give you the answer so it'll make a little bit more sense. And Monty, thank you very much for that email you sent me, and I did go through that, and it was helpful. I'm trying to remember now. Here's my first one that I sent. I got an answer to the second one first. The first one about putting additional ingredients in, and I learned another lesson on that. Don't give people samples when you've got other ingredients in it first. Give them a sample of just the water in it. It seems to be overpoweringly the best way for people, or the most user-friendly way for them as far as liking the taste of it. User-friendly, that's not right. Okay. This is my question. I have been using coconut oil, but not taking any specific amount daily. I use 50-50 in my butter. My butter, but butter is the way I spell it, just to differentiate the difference. my recipe, in my recipe, and it's cold pressed, along with flaxseed oil, 50-50. I use some in salad dressings, and also what little baking I do, I use it in that. What level of benefit is left after it's been heated to about 350 degrees? According to what I've read, a couple of tablespoons a day would be a good intake. What's your experience on this? Okay, and Roger came back very quickly and said in my inbox here, well, there's been so many come in since then. I guess it was very quickly, and I've got a scan here. I should have. Here it is right here. I don't think you harm the coconut oil much at all, but the flaxseed oil is rendered useless if it's part of the baking. 2 tablespoons is great. I just got through having some. So, anybody that wants to incorporate that in, there's Roger Drummer's take on it, and I will definitely take notice of what he's doing. And I made something last night that went over really well. I took a butternut squash soup recipe. That will be what will be attached today to today's call. As soon as I do a few revisions on it, I did a couple of little things that I want to put in, maybe change the format just a little bit, because they were making it. It was not an alternative recipe. It had things that we wouldn't use. So I want it clean when it goes out, then people don't have to try and, you know, figure out the adjustments. That and a loaf of that no-knead bread, I whipped it up the night before, let it set overnight. It set, I guess about as long as it was supposed to. Turned out absolutely wonderful, and then I was going to take my butter until I got this back, and I said, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to mix up a dipping oil. So I went in, pulled the ingredients out for just put it by putting in vegan or just a dipping oil. I mean, you can change the oil from olive oil to coconut oil. And I put the seasonings in for a dipping oil. It hadn't set very long, and you had to stir it, and you had to keep it at room temperature or above, so I had to reheat it because it was in the back part of the cardboard got cold and it set up very fast, but it melted down really fast again, and I just told people, I said, you have to use your spoon and make sure you stir into it, which you do anyway, even with olive oil, and that was their dipping oil, and spread it on. My husband has never, ever used dipping oil. He hates dipping oil. The coconut flavor changed it, and he goes, this is really good. I go, wow, yay. So we have just switched that from ever thinking about using olive oil to just using coconut oil for a dipping oil. So how great is that, guys? Y'all went to sleep on me.
Y'all? Sounds good to me.
Sure, I believe
just
I read something.
Pardon?
The contest is for February and March, correct? For the I believe they said in April is when you're going to get your free ones.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that in print anyplace, so
I read that.
Skimmed right over the top of it. Thank you, Nancy.
And also with the coconut oil, one of the benefits is that you can heat it, not unlike olive oil.
Yes, I knew that. I just didn't know what the temperature range was on it. And
yeah.
If you know, how much was it. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to reinforce it. And besides that, I want it coming from an expert, somebody else, not me.
He didn't really address the idea of putting greens in the morning, did he?
I asked him in another question, and there's been no answer back. I may be thinking he referred that to Dave Balzer, which I didn't at the same time, and I should have.
Huh.
But I wanted to give him the opportunity to state his piece, so I'll resend it, and I'll send it to Dave today also.
So then if you gave somebody a taste of it plain with water and they said, ooh, I'm not really crazy about the taste, where would you go?
Okay, then I'd go the other way. But the thing that happened is just the reverse, actually. Everybody that I've had taste it with anything else in it has gone, ew, including the three-year-old in Vance's house. We had four different flavors mixed up, and he started with the one that had the most interesting add-ons in it, and she goes, ew! She doesn't say ew at anything that goes in her mouth. I've never seen the kid say ew. And then he did the second one, and she goes, ew! And it had something else in it. Oh, no, there was three, I'm sorry. And then he did the plain water, and after the second one, she goes, Daddy, no more. And he says, one more. And she drank it with the straight water, and she goes, yum, 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 yum. Okay, I'm at my neighbor's house. She comes back to me before she had all of the information on what it does in the body, because I know she hadn't gone through it yet. Just what I had said wasn't enough. And she said, you know what, I'm not going to take the canister from you because we're not ready to get started. Neither Maddie or I really like the flavor of it, and that was with the greens in it, that they're used to every morning in the previous body balance, the way I do it. It's got had body balance in it, and, you know, the same thing. She says, we're just not crazy about the taste of it. You know, we don't like it that sweet. I left it for her anyway. I said, you know what, I want you. She says, but could you mix me up a couple more just to put in my body and let me try? And I said, sure, you know what I'm going to do? Here's a new can. Open it up and take it out and mix it up yourself, and this time try it just with water. She did. That was, she said, I am so grateful you did that. It tastes totally different. We love the flavor of it. Okay, excuse me. It's not masked, the sweetness, because she just used water. Another thing I find is that if it's left set a little while, that powdery taste that a couple people have told me, chalky, Denny says. Chalky taste. Yours is sitting on the top shelf of the refrigerator, Denny, when you get through drinking that. Is gone. So those are a couple of things that you might take into consideration to avoid the possibility of, because you can always add two, but let's start with it simple, just the way it is, and, you know, see what happens after that. My suggestion, anyway. And especially with mixing it up a few minutes ahead of time and setting it either in the refrigerator or on the counter, I always ask them, are you used to chilled drinks, or do you drink water at room temperature? And it's a 50-50, you know, some do and some back and forth. So, you know, make it so it's palatable for them when they're first starting out. I like to tell them that it's probably faster absorbed if it's at room temperature. It's not being digested because it's, well, I guess to some degree it is, but it's being quickly absorbed, as we know, because the lag time there is so fast in seeing the results on the cognitive. At least it has been for several people.
Char? Oops, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Two things. What would you do if they wanted it cold? And secondly, how long should you let it sit so that it gets rid of the chalky?
Oh, I think I haven't timed it yet because it's just been pulled out at different times, but, or sitting on the counter 5 minutes maybe, or, you know, maybe a little longer is a little better. You're going to have to try it and see for yourself because tasted that thing. I didn't detect that at all.
Okay.
Maybe it had set a few minutes. I don't even remember because I just mix them up so they're ready to go and, you know, do one right after. So anyway, and what was the other part?
If they prefer it cold.
Oh.
Should you put an ice cube in it?
I did. I dropped an ice cube down in it before I shook it up, and that just helps to blend it. And I don't think it makes any difference in it breaking down in the water either.
Okay.
I think it's just the you know, the moisture on it. So that's my take on, you know, technical things. But, you know, I had the young gal that was there, the 17-year-old daughter, she had just started on some kind of a program, I can't remember the name of it, and her, because her friends were doing it. And they were, she came home and her mother said to me last night, she says, it's just amazing that you come in here and you tell me how you guys have been eating for years now. And she says, and my daughter's doing something. She says, I got to get her in here. She says, because she'd like to talk to you. Well, she came in and, you know, the recipes. I took an alternative sour cream out of the Uncheese book that was a, you put a dollop on top of the soup and then the bacon, and the bacon will be attached, and I will put in and attach the other topping recipe that the sour cream recipe. It was nothing but water and cashews. Let's see. Oh, and a little bit of lemon juice, and didn't seem tart enough for me, so I threw in a few grains of citric acid, which you could use lemon Kool-Aid, guys, that are brand new. To spike the flavor, the lemon flavor. And if you look at ingredient lists on packages of those kinds of things that are made alternative, they almost always have citric acid in them. I do, it just spikes that natural lemon flavor a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with it for your body, so, you know, there's nothing to be concerned about. So we're making things taste. They were appalled that we could have things taste the way they did. And she goes, you know, I'm going to come down and I'm going to cook with you, Char. She says, I'm walking right into your kitchen one of these days and we're going to cook together because you're going to get me going on this thing. Because now she wants to do more than just take the drink. They took the drink. Her daughter only wetted her lips with it. That's as far as she got, and I started laughing at her. I said, aren't we brave? My goodness, if that was something from, you know, DQ or whatever, you know, a flurry or something, you'd have that thing down so fast. You wouldn't even, because it, you just know where it came from. And you know it just has to taste good. And she opened her mouth and she took a swallow of it. And she goes, that is really good. And I said, oh, how brave you are. That is wonderful. And I applauded her. And she was laughing, you know. So we just had a really, really fun evening. I'm just letting you guys know because there's millions of people out there that would be in the same category if they knew they could get their body shaped up to work better. And, you know, I said for the first time I've ever said, I think, ever, Danny turned 71. I'm turning 71 next month. And I have never been on medications of any kind. You know, twice, the last time was two pills for a cruise, and that's been probably 10 years ago now, when I had a doctor with me that said, I'll monitor you, so you'll probably only take 1 to 3 capsules, and then you won't take any more. You don't need to keep putting it in. That's just a precautionary thing to finish out the prescription, because they're not there watching you. And I said, okay, now I'm not giving you advice against your doctor, guys, for any reason at all, but just, you know, something that was fit to me. So anyway, I've been talking a lot. Any questions as we end here? Comments? Thoughts? Monty, anybody?
You want one of those little things? Sabotage?
Oh, yes, I do. We do.
Okay, this is two combined because they're short and they're related. The sabotaging thought is, I'm a spontaneous person. I don't like to schedule my time to lose weight. I have to give up some spontaneity. The helpful response is, let me start over, I'm sorry. Sabotaging thought, I'm a spontaneous person. I don't like to schedule my time. Helpful response, to lose weight, I have to give up some spontaneity, at least until I've developed a routine. I can't rely on spontaneous shopping and spontaneous food preparation. And then the sabotaging thought on the second one is, I don't have time to do the steps in this program. The helpful response is, it might be more accurate to say that I'm not willing to make the time. I still need to make...
The letter has arrived.
Successfully. At the end.
Wow. Did you like both of those?
Pardon?
I'm just asking the rest of the group.
Oh.
Did you like both of those?
Yes.
They were very easy to understand. That book again, and I picked it up for like $3, I think, or maybe it was $5, on thriftbooks.com, thrift, No S on it. Or, no, Thrifty. ThriftyBooks. One or the other, try both. ThriftBooks, ThriftyBooks.com. And it's called BECK, Be Like Boy, ECK, Diet Solution. It's got all the brain thought work behind it. It's a PhD in cognitive therapy and research. It's an older book. It's been around since, I will give you the time, and then we are off the air. 2007 was the print date on it, so you should be able to find a like new used copy for just a few dollars. If you want to add the thought process, and that is a situation for you or somebody else you're dealing with, it's a situation for a lot of people that have behavioral problems connected to their weight. You know, some people have just, you know, gone up recently, and so they, you know, are in the same category. But we can all use the thought process to back up what we're doing. Very, very necessary, very important. But, and this product addresses the cognitive so well that I've seen anywhere from 2 hours to 4 hours until I need to think about food again, or it even comes up in my brain. I love it, absolutely love it. And Denny's the same way, except he's even longer than I am. I don't think his metabolism is revved quite as much as mine is, you know, at this point, but that'll be different. Anyway, guys, we need to say goodbye for the weekend. Vance's call is up tomorrow at 7 a.m. also, and that number is 218, is it 3 or 548? Anybody got it memorized here? Let me run over to the other side, and I'll give it to you very quick.
548, sure.
Okay, 218-548-1536, and then your PIN code is 1536. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the reminder, guys, and we'll either hear you tomorrow or we'll be back on Monday.
Thanks, sir.
Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks to all of you for the support. So, and the ideas that I get fed.
I'm going to try to get the recipes up over.
Linda Morse
has left the conference.
You, so you've got them, and anybody that hasn't sent me email addresses for backup, go ahead and send them through also. Sometimes it's easier for people when it pops up on their email than going to another website. So we want to make it simple and easy, user-friendly.
Yep. Well, have a great day, everybody. Weekend.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.